This morning on WCHL, police identify the cyclist who died on Friday after being hit by a vehicle. The Carborough Police Department's community forum spent most of its time discussing racial profiling last night as national conversations continue after the killing of an unarmed black man in Ferguson, Missouri, 2 months ago.
Let the guns rust. You don't need it.
And the U.S. Supreme Court's indecision on same-sex marriage in Virginia leaves the door wide open for more marriage bans to fail.
While marriage is not available on this day, at this hour, here in North Carolina for same-sex couples, it could happen as early as this week. Certainly, there could be same-sex weddings on Halloween, I think, here in North Carolina.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, UNC football stares at its toughest challenge yet this season with number 6 Notre Dame waiting on the road. And
Russell Wilson continues to revolutionize the pro football game.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 at WCHL, a little on the chilly side this morning. It is 54 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers later on in the day. Our high today in the upper 70s. Chapel Hill police have announced the identity of the cyclist who was killed in a vehicle collision last Friday, Pamela Lane, 57, of Durham. The accident took place at 9:39 on Friday morning near the intersection of Martin Luther King Boulevard and Hillsborough Street. Lane was riding her bicycle on the sidewalk of MLK when she was struck by a vehicle that was exiting the parking lot of a gas station near that intersection. Lane was transported to the emergency room at UNC hospitals but died later of her injuries. Chapel Hill police are still investigating the accident. No charges have been filed so far. A community forum with Carborough Police Chief Walter Horton was originally planned as a response to public concerns about military tactics, weapons, and gear used by law officers nationwide. But much of last night's two-hour conversation at Town Hall was about racial profiling, as WCHL's Danny Hooley reports.
The idea for this community conversation about policing came out of the events in Ferguson earlier this year, and specifically actually questions about militarization. While that might be discussed somewhat tonight, we decided that it was time for a community conversation just about community policing in general.
That's Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle addressing a packed town hall boardroom on Monday night. There were indeed questions from citizens to Carborough Police Chief Walter Horton about the town's participation in the 1033 program of the U.S. Department of Defense. The conduct of Ferguson, Missouri police and the combat gear they used to deal with protesters after a policeman shot and killed Michael Brown on August 9th shone a national spotlight on the program, which supplies military surplus items to local law enforcement agencies. Here's Horton responding to a question about that.
We are members of that program, but we haven't actively participated in several years.
He added that his department buys its own weapons, the same kind of weapons any citizen could purchase at Walmart. In reality, he said, the 39 sworn officers of the department are outgunned. Horton said the department was forced to reevaluate its weapons policy after 26-year-old UNC law student Wendell Williamson randomly opened fire with an M1 rifle along Henderson Street in Chapel Hill on January 26, 1995, killing two people and wounding a few others. Horton, a patrol officer at the time, was in court in Chapel Hill that day, and he was one of the officers that returned fire on Williamson and brought him down. Before that incident, he said, rifles at the Carborough Police Department had been locked up for so long they had started to rust. After that day, they were pulled out of storage. But Carborough resident Corey Edwards said he did not see the need for rifles, nor the protective jackets and shields displayed by police officers at the forum. When police are armed like that, he asked, what is to prevent another Ferguson happening in Carborough?
This town doesn't need that. It doesn't need that. You said the guns are rusted. Let the guns rust. You don't need it.
Edwards also related a story of his wife being pulled over on Rogers Road while he was in the passenger seat, an experience that felt like racial profiling to him. He wasn't the only person in the room to raise the issue, and Horton took some exception.
We don't racial profile. To be honest with you, I kind of feel offended by that because being the first black chief, again, I know how it is to grow up being a black male. I've been walking and have people cross the street. I've been in other places and looked at funny by the police. I know how that feels. So I would not let that go on here.
Alderperson Michelle Johnson said she realized Horton was in a tough spot, but added that a conversation about racial profiling when it comes to traffic stops and other interactions with police needed to take place.
I don't know if you feel like you're in the position of having to answer for everyone's behavior in your department. You probably do feel like that. And I feel like the conversation might shift if we just, racism is present. Carrboro is no different than any other place.
James Williams, a public defender for Orange and Chatham counties and a Carrboro resident for 24 years, agreed.
This whole concept of structural racism, implicit bias, unconscious racism, sometimes affects our decision making, even when we are not aware of it. We need to get away from this concern that somebody is suggesting that someone is racist.
Williams then summarized data regarding police stops and interactions with citizens in Carrboro between 2004 and 2013. Williams said the data showed that African Americans that got stopped were 233% more likely to be searched in Carrboro. Despite some tough topics, the conversation never got heated, and citizens thanked Horton several times for being there, as well as for the good work police do in the community. Local activist Manju Rajendran and others suggested that citizen boards be allowed more oversight over police.
Rather than us shaping our agreements around faith and trust towards folks in your position, I'd like us to move towards a set of policies that reflect what we've heard in this room.
A few citizens said they'd like to see police wearing body cameras. Horton said the department would like that, but right now they're cost prohibitive. The department recently started using car cameras. You can find this story at our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:12. More news in just a moment.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Are you a weekend warrior? Along with the fun of being active comes the risk of injury. This is Dr. Harry Stafford, Director of the Primary Care Sports Medicine Fellowship here at UNC, as well as a UNC team physician. And for those times when your knee gets injured, your Achilles is hurt, your back goes out, or if you've got a shoulder injury, UNC Family Medicine is a great choice for fast and easy treatments, including cutting-edge platelet-rich plasma injections and much more. I invite you to find out more on our website, uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, here for all weekend warriors.
Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carrboro. You can meet your friends for a delicious lunch or dinner of skillfully prepared contemporary American cuisine, browse the wine shop for an intriguing bottle to take home, or just relax at the beautiful candlelit bar with a spicy margarita or frosty craft beer. Glass Half Full, good food, fine wine, and lots of fun too. Visit us online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com.
At Best Time, we are a local store with a global selection. Local, as we are a family business conveniently located just down the road at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, where our team of in-house designers are ready to assist in finding the tile and stone that's right for you. And global, as we are one of the largest importers of tile and stone in the nation, with a focus on premier products from countries like Spain, Italy, and the U.S., where you are assured products are created responsibly. Local store, global selection, Best Tile. Stop by and see us on Garrett Road or find us online at besttile.com.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
6:15 at WCHL. On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court decided not to take action, at least not right now, on the same-sex marriage issue. But that decision actually has major ramifications nationwide and here in North Carolina. What the court did on Monday was decline to review five lower court rulings on same-sex marriage, which effectively means those rulings are allowed to stand. And each of those rulings struck down a ban on gay marriage. So by not acting on Monday, the court effectively legalized same-sex marriage in five different states at once. Those states are Utah, Oklahoma, Indiana, Wisconsin, and Virginia. The Virginia ruling came down from the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. North Carolina is in their jurisdiction, which means the Virginia ruling applies to North Carolina as well. There needs to be another court ruling to make that official, but based on the Fourth Circuit's ruling, our ban on same-sex marriage will be struck down and same-sex marriage will be legal and recognized perhaps even in a matter of days. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith is a constitutional attorney, and he's been a national advocate for same-sex marriage for years. He spoke with WCHL's Aaron Keck on Monday afternoon. You can hear that whole conversation in a conversation on our website at chapelboro.com. Orange County Commissioners will consider spending $1.5 million to upgrade the 911 emergency response system when the board meets tonight. County officials say it's time to update the 911 phone system to accept texts, pictures, and videos from callers and emergency responders. The next generation 911 solution, as it's being called, will cost the county $22,000 to install and nearly $26,000 in recurring expenses for a total of $1.5 million over the next 5 years. While the monthly rate is significantly more than Orange County has been paying with its current provider, county staffers say the current provider is not able to offer these new services. Some of the money for the new system will come from the state's emergency telephone fund. The board will also consider moving forward with plans to expand the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road, now that the Chapel Hill Town Council has approved a special use permit for the site. The Board of County Commissioners meets at 7 o'clock at the Witted Meeting Room at 300 West Tryon Street in Hillsborough. The UNC football scandal has been ongoing since 2010 when NCAA investigators first arrived on campus, alerted in part by a tweet about an extravagant night out from former Tar Heel football player Marvin Austin. Now UNC, like many schools, has a social media policy for student-athletes. Head Information Director Steve Kirshner says it's designed to teach athletes responsible social media practices without placing undue limits on their freedom of expression. Again, here is Steve Kirshner.
The university encourages our kids to participate in social media. We do promote free speech. I think from a university standpoint, we want to promote the university. We want these kids to be able to promote themselves, the good things about college life, but we also want them to do it in a responsible manner.
But while UNC is certainly not alone in regulating social media activity, some legal scholars say the policy raises questions about student-athletes' First Amendment rights. Carolina Connection's Andrew Stern has more on that coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. A judge is holding a hearing to find out how North Carolina will comply with an appeals court ruling that restores same-day registration and counting out-of-precinct ballots for the fall election. U.S. District Court Judge Thomas Schroeder's hearing on Tuesday comes days after he issued a preliminary injunction to comply with a ruling by the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, a decision cheered by civil rights groups that sued over a 2013 elections law backed by North Carolina's Republican leaders. The injunction means both provisions have been set aside, at least for now. State attorneys asked the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene so the provisions can be implemented. Opponents of the law are urging the high court to block parts they say could discourage minorities from casting ballots. WCHL News Time, 6:18. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. Not a lot of traffic to talk about yet this morning. Rand Northam is in the newsroom. You will hear from him about a half an hour from now with an update on the roads out there. In the meantime, if you need to communicate anything with us, if you spot something that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Or you can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro and let us know. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods. Go by and see Berkeley Grimble today. Now, WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by Four Corners. 53 degrees, mostly cloudy today. 20% chance for shower in the afternoon. Our high today about 78 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy. 30% chance for showers and the low tonight in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunny and a little warmer. The high creeping up into the low 80s. Don't worry, though. Temperatures will be back down in the 70s on Thursday. So tomorrow will be the warmest day of the year today. Really nice. Four Corners, home of the $6 lunch special Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Join the lunch club and your sixth lunch is free at Four Corners in downtown Chapel Hill. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Head coach Larry Fedora insists he's leading a Carolina football team and has earned the dubious distinction of being one of the most penalized teams in the ACC. And in turn, the nation. You may have been watching the NFL game last night. Seattle Seahawks are awfully good, and they're very heavily penalized. Such is not the case for Carolina. Carolina gets the penalties and so far has not had the success on the field. Coach Fedora says the mistakes that Carolina is making are correctable with a road trip at number 6 Notre Dame looming for this weekend. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
It's an old cliche, but it's never a good sign to hear coaches reference the shooting ourselves in the foot saying. On Monday, Coach Fedora went to the well one more time when discussing the myriad mistakes committed by the UNC offense in Saturday's 34-17 home loss to Virginia Tech.
You name it. I mean, whether it was a guy flinching, guy jumping off sides, missed assignment here. I mean, and again, it would be easy if it was just one guy. You know, we could replace one guy, but that's not the way it is. It's we take turns shooting ourselves in the foot right now. The good thing is that everything that's sitting there is correctable. We just got to get it corrected.
With back-to-back games against two of the remaining 10 undefeated teams in the FBS, the Tar Heels had better get the sloppiness out of them sooner rather than later. Coach Fedora says for right now, his players are battling within themselves. He says until the mistakes are corrected, the Tar Heels have more pressing issues to worry about than their next opponent.
Focus yesterday for us was going back and breaking down the film and looking at all the mistakes that we made and seeing that we look like a team that if we could get our mistakes corrected, if we could do if we could take care of the things within our team right now, then we could be a decent football team. But until we do that, it's going to be tough.
With that said, the Carolina skipper recognizes the huge opportunity afforded to UNC this weekend. Coach Fedora says playing at Notre Dame in front of a national TV audience is exciting.
A tremendous opportunity ahead of us this week. We get a chance to go to Notre Dame, number 5 team in the country, and play on national TV. So it's exciting. Should be a lot of fun.
Snagging the program's first top 10 victory since a 31-28 win over number 4 Miami in 2004 would make the trip all the more fun. But with 3 straight defeats, it's easy to question the confidence level in the UNC locker room. Coach Fedora, though, insists his players maintain belief.
I would say fine, but I'm not a guy that wavers up and down on my confidence based on one game. I mean, I don't know how you do that. I mean, there's frustration involved, but I don't think there's a lack of confidence in what we do or how we do things.
The UNC defense appears to have steadily improved with far better tackling and energy since the debacle at ECU a few weeks ago. Coach Fedora agrees with that assessment.
I think they've taken the challenge. They're doing a better job of maintaining their gaps and not trying to do too much. Just stay in your gap, do what you're supposed to do, and know that somebody else is going to be in the other gap. And so I think they're doing a much better job of that. If you watch when the ball's thrown, we're getting pressure on the quarterback. And they're also doing a good job of getting, and retracing and get back down the field.
Coach Fedora, who will be making his first trip to Notre Dame, was asked if he'd let the team soak in the rich tradition and history at South Bend this weekend. He says there won't be time for sightseeing and offered a more attractive alternative.
Well, we really, we don't get that opportunity. I mean, we stay, I think we're an hour away from where, we go in there and you're there a couple hours before the game and leave after the game. So there's not a whole lot of time for soaking up anything, so I'd rather go in there and try to make some.
Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
North Carolina's offense, of course, was not supposed to be a question mark. Tar Heels entered Larry Fedora's third season figuring they would move the ball consistently and put up big scoring totals that can offset some of the defensive problems from last year. And yet UNC has been up and down heading into Saturday's game at Notre Dame. Tar Heels are in the top third of the league in scoring at 36 points a game, but they've gone through numerous flat stretches, including a punt-heavy drought as Virginia Tech took control in the loss over the past weekend. Coach Fedora is blaming a series of smaller mistakes through the lineup and says it's up to the players to decide as an individual how you want to fix it. Well, hopefully the Tar Heels can get some offense going against Notre Dame this coming weekend. Seattle Seahawks managed to overcome several costly penalties to earn a 27-17 win in Washington last night. Seahawks were called for more than 13 penalties, including 3 that wiped out apparent touchdowns by Percy Harvin. The flags didn't stop Russell Wilson from having one of the most impressive performances of his NFL career. More on that in an hour. It is 6:25.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Lexington Inns and Hotels. Get away and save this fall at Lexington Inns and Hotels. Save 15% now through October 23rd when you book your room at lexingtonhotels.com. This is Charles Osgood. Do you know much about open water swimming? Well, you're not alone. It's pretty unheard of, says our CBS News colleague Jeff Glore, but it's also rather unforgiving.
Open water swimming. It is one of the most unforgiving, unheralded sports in the world.
There's not much glory in the sport, but there was glore.
we visited the southern coast of Ireland for something called Cork Distance Week.
The story after this. Here's a true story about identity theft. A man in Seattle went to bed with nearly $300,000 in his bank account. But by morning, the money had vanished because of some identity thief. What if some thief got to your life savings? Look, no one can stop all identity theft. But here's what I've done. I've armed myself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. That's right, LifeLock's best just got better. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. It helps to protect your identity, your bank and retirement accounts, your credit cards, even the equity in your home. How many other identity theft protection services do that? Zero. So why risk it? Do what I did and get LifeLock Ultimate Plus and sleep easier knowing that if a thief goes after your identity or life savings, LifeLock is on it. Visit LifeLock.com now and use my last name, Osgood, to get 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Or call LifeLock at 800-838-8040 and mention Osgood. 800-838-8040. 800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions.
Where do they come from and what do they look like, these Cork Distance Week participants? Jeff Glore found out.
They came from around the world. Doctors, teachers, and homemakers. Swimmers of all ages, shapes, and sizes.
Tell us about Steve Payne.
Steve Payne is a firefighter who's tried to swim the English Channel 6 times and failed.
Coach Ned Dennison told him,
"You're the toughest man in the world."
He came all the way from Australia, convinced that the Celtic Sea and Ned Dennison could prepare him.
How much does this mean to you?
Everything.
For 9 grueling days, Dennison led more than 60 swimmers down city rivers and up narrow streams, through rapids and remote lakes, along Ireland's dramatic cliffs and out to open sea.
The English Channel.
In all, they swam nearly 40 hours over 60 miles. Since 2009, 46 of Dennison's swimmers have gone on to conquer the 21 miles from England to France.
You're cold, you're tired, everything hurts. You can get out, or you can keep swimming.
How can we find out who won, Jeff?
You can see our full report on 60 Minutes Sports.
That's tonight on Showtime. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that 70% of the people over the age of 65 will require long-term care? Today, 1 year of long-term care is estimated to cost $75,000, and in 30 years, it will rise to $250,000. The average age of a buyer is 57, when most people can qualify for good health discounts. A long-term care policy protects you in case you lose the capacity for independent living. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know.
Attention Carolina fans, Fitch Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building a dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro or check us out online at fitchlumber.com. Go Tar Heels!
One great team joins another. The team at Harrington Bank is now part of the Bank of North Carolina family. Harrington Bank customers will continue to see familiar faces along with some new ones, along with more products and services. At Bank of North Carolina, we are operating from a position of strength and stability. We work with individuals, businesses, and professional clients. We invite you to visit us at our Chapel Hill locations or at any of our other banking offices throughout the Carolinas. If your bank is not delivering more than you expect, we need to talk. Member FDIC.
Today's offer at our local deal is from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's 72% off a winter heating check available today for only $39, normally $140 value. Carolina Air Conditioning Company has been in the HVAC business since 1947. With today's deal, the certified specialist from Carolina Air will provide you with a 5-star, 26-point heating and air conditioning checkup to ensure you're ready for the chilly temperatures ahead. It's over half off from Carolina Air Conditioning Company, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
It is 630 at WCHL. We have 55 degrees in Chapel Hill, 54 this morning in Carrboro, and the weather forecast brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers later on in the day. High today about 78 degrees. Tonight we're looking at mostly clouds with a 30% chance of showers and the low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. So Definitely tomorrow will be the warmest day of the week. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 50s. And then on Thursday, temperatures back down to the upper 70s for a high with partly sunny skies. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brew Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. ISIS fighters in Syria have made more advances into the Kurdish town of Kobani. More from reporter Hermione G in Erbil, Iraq.
Islamic State militants have managed to take three districts in the eastern part of the town and have also taken control of the strategic hill above the town that the Kurdish forces had been using to their advantage until a few days ago.
There have been Allied airstrikes on ISIS on the outskirts of Kobani. Smoke was seen west of the city. It's not known, though, how effective the action has been. In Brussels, reporter Terry Schultz.
Kurdish protesters staged a raucous demonstration inside the European Parliament in Brussels, desperate for more help for their people fighting Islamist insurgents along the Turkey-Syria border. In The Hague, Kurdish protesters occupied the Dutch parliament overnight and are meeting today with parliamentarians to demand more assistance for Kurdish fighters battling ISIS.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
55 degrees, 632, WCHL, I'm Rod Stutz. A community forum with Carrboro Police Chief Walter Horton last night was originally planned as a response to public concerns about military tactics, weapons, and gear used by law officers nationwide, but much of last night's two-hour conversation at Town Hall turned out to be about racial profiling. WCHL's Danny Hooley reports.
The idea for the community conversation about policing came out of the events in Ferguson earlier this year, and specifically actually questions about militarization. While that might be discussed somewhat tonight, we decided that it was time for a community conversation just about community policing in general.
That's Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle addressing a packed town hall boardroom on Monday night. There were indeed questions from citizens to Carrboro Police Chief Walter Horton about the town's participation in the 1033 program of the U.S. Department of Defense, the conduct of Ferguson, Missouri police, and the combat gear they used to deal with protesters after a policeman shot and killed Michael Brown on August 9th, shone a national spotlight on the program, which supplies military surplus items to local law enforcement agencies. Here's Horton responding to a question about that.
We are members of that program, but we haven't actively participated in several years.
Danny Hooley reporting on that, and the entire story can be heard on our next newscast right here on WCHL. There was a good deal of the conversation devoted to racial profiling, and Police Chief Walter Horton, since he is African-American, actually took offense at some of the remarks last night, but the conversation never turned heated. And again, you can hear it in our next newscast. You can also get the story on our website at chapelboro.com. On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court decided not to take action, at least not right now, on the same-sex marriage issue, but that decision actually has major ramifications nationwide and right here in North Carolina. What the court did on Monday was decline to review five lower court rulings on same-sex marriage, which effectively means those rulings are allowed to stand. And each of those rulings struck down a ban on gay marriage, so by not acting on Monday, the court effectively legalized same-sex marriage in five different states at once. Those states are Utah, Oklahoma, Indiana, Wisconsin, and Virginia. The Virginia ruling came down from the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, and North Carolina is in that jurisdiction, which means the Virginia ruling applies to North Carolina as well. There needs to be another court ruling to make it official, but based on the Fourth Circuit's ruling, our ban on same-sex marriage will be struck down and same-sex marriage will be legal and recognized perhaps even in a matter of days. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith is a constitutional attorney. He's been a national advocate for same-sex marriage for years and spoke with WCHL's Aaron Keck on Monday afternoon.
Alderperson Michelle Johnson said
Supreme Court watcher was, but you know, in hindsight, I think, you know, those of us who were paying attention to some of the conversations that members of the court were having during their summer off, particularly Justice Ginsburg, we got a signal from her earlier this summer that, well, maybe the court won't take cert on these, and they will pass, and they'll look for and wait for a decision that upholds a marriage ban. But I don't think many of us thought that that was actually going to be what happened. But it did. So I mean, I was shocked, but then, you know, to be honest, seconds later, just overjoyed. While marriage is not available on this day, at this hour, here in North Carolina for same-sex couples, it could happen as early as this week. Certainly, there could be same-sex weddings on Halloween, I think, here in North Carolina. And, you know, this does more than just get rid of Amendment 1. This doesn't take us back to the days before Amendment 1. It slides us into a whole other universe of freedoms and civil liberties where same-sex couples will actually be allowed to marry. Any ban against it would be unconstitutional. It's just been a very exciting day.
And that comment you mentioned from Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice, not that long ago, where she said essentially, and this is fairly standard for the Supreme Court, just in general, that they only are able to take so many cases each year, and they tend to prefer to take cases where there's disagreement at the lower court level. And so far, there really hasn't been. There's been one ruling out of Louisiana that went the other way, and that's been about it, right?
Right, and that was a district court case. All of the appeals courts, federal appeals courts in the United States, have ruled the same way. So there's not what they call a split in the circuits, which is usually something that leads to a increased likelihood of Supreme Court granting cert.
But that is Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith speaking with WCHL's Aaron Keck. There's a lot more to that conversation, and you can hear it on our website, chapelborough.com. Yesterday, the ACLU of North Carolina filed a request seeking an immediate ruling from Chief U.S. District Judge William Osteen in Greensboro that would officially overturn the state's ban on same-sex marriage. The UNC football scandal has been going on now since 2010, when NCAA investigators first arrived on campus, alerted in part by a tweet about an extravagant night out from former Tar Heel football player Marvin Austin. Now UNC, like many schools around the country, has a social media policy for student-athletes. Head Sports Information Director Steve Kirshner says it's designed to teach athletes responsible social media practices without placing undue limits on their freedom of expression.
The university encourages our kids to participate in social media. We do promote free speech. I think from a university standpoint, we want to promote the university. We want these kids to be able to promote themselves, the good things about college life, but we also want them to do it in a responsible manner.
But while UNC is certainly not alone in regulating social media activity, some legal scholars say the policy raises questions about student-athletes' First Amendment rights. Carolina Connections' Andrew Stern reports.
In order to ensure that athletes are following the social media policy, the athletic department has at least one person per team who monitors every athlete's social media accounts. The school also employs Varsity Monitor, a third-party company, to help. Kirshner describes some of the things that the current policy prohibits.
Offensive language, criticizing officials, criticizing the opponents or teammates, just typical good standards.
If a post violates these good standards, coaches can order athletes to remove it or face punishment as severe as losing their scholarships. In some cases, good standards aren't spelled out in writing, and many situations are open to the athletic department's discretion.
It's sort of sometimes you know it when you see it kind of thing.
UNC media law professor Tori Ekstrand sees some potential legal issues for a policy that leaves so much up to interpretation.
I think the thing that I look at and some of my colleagues look at as being a little problematic are phrases like they're not going to tolerate disrespectful comments. And then there's no definition of what that is. So how can athletes reasonably control their social media presence without a definition of what the university thinks is disrespectful?
Ekstrand says the policy leaves out some other considerations too.
If the student didn't agree with the coach's decision or the monitoring of a social media comment, could the athlete reasonably appeal that decision?
While First Amendment scholars might question the legality of UNC's current policy, athletes like football player Tim Scott say the policy is for his own good.
I actually say that they're helping us, you know, because after all this is over, you're going to have to get a job. And nowadays, jobs look at what you put on social media. So they're actually helping us for the long run.
Track and field athlete Houston Summers, a representative on the Student Athlete Advisory Council, says the policy is for more than just protecting future job prospects.
I think the university has some stock in understanding that they have a brand, they have an image to uphold, and as part of that, they also hold the student athlete responsible for what they put out. So they want to raise awareness that we need to be sensitive to the things that we put out and the things that we post, because not only do they represent ourselves and our family, they represent the university.
Social media issues are nothing new at UNC. the entire athletic academic scandal began with the football player's tweet. In the wake of that, the NCAA reprimanded UNC for not being vigilant enough in monitoring its athletes' social media accounts. Now, for most athletes, social media censorship is simply a reality if they want to compete for UNC.
That was Andrew Stern reporting for Carolina Connection, the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It's an excellent program. Carolina Connection airs on WCHL every Saturday morning at 8:30 during the school year. WCHL News Time, 6:41. Wally Post is back with today's commentary on WCHL, and that'll be followed up by Inside Carolina Football.
John's call came during the fifth inning of a Little League game. His phone rang and everything changed. Dad had fallen. It wasn't supposed to happen this way. He tried to have the talk during their last visit, but he just didn't know how to get the conversation started. Now he'd have to make decisions on behalf of a father whose wishes he knew nothing about. To learn how to have difficult conversations with your aging parent, visit 4070talk.com. That's 4070talk.com. Don't wait. Have the conversation. Brought to you by Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Weaver Street Realty has been in business on Main Street in Carborough for 30 years and supports numerous local nonprofits. Gary Phillips is on the board of advisors for Pickards Mountain Eco Institute and leads nature hikes 5 to 10 times a year. A literary buff, Gary is on the Carborough Poetry Council and a featured poet for Carborough Day and the West End Poetry Festival. He has also served on the boards of the Abundance Foundation, the Dogwood Alliance, and Family Violence Rape Crisis Center. Gary Phillips of Weaver Street Realty cares about our community and yours.
Do you get a bad feeling every time you spend money on your lawn without getting the results you were promised? Get the good feelings you deserve. And let the pros at Landscape Logic give you the direction and care you need to have a happy and healthy lawn.
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. Fall is the best time to aerate, seed, and top dress fescue lawns. Top dressing your lawn with organic material relieves compaction in clay-based soils, creating an avenue for water and nutrients to reach the root zone of your lawn before it runs off or evaporates. Our process guarantees your yard will stay greener longer and requires less watering. And our aftercare program protects your aesthetic and economic investment throughout the entire year. You can find us on the web at landscapelogicnc.com.
Landscape Logic, recently voted the best landscaping company in Chapel Hill by over 2,000 residents, making Landscape Logic the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Good morning, it is 6:43. It is 54 degrees in Chapel Hill.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wiley Post. Are North Carolina tax incentives a new profit motive? Over the past months, Pat McCrory has been handing out millions of taxpayer dollars to draw new businesses to North Carolina and pay his top staffers. Now, before I get bombarded with all the GOP talking points on how we just can't afford to tax the job creators, please hear me out. Why does business need to include tax cuts to secure quarterly profits? When did businesses start holding states hostage to demand lower taxes, better roads, higher speed internet, utilities, and cheaper labor in a right-to-work state? Could it be that the decline of the middle class over the past 30 years has caused even our biggest businesses to turn away from a consumer-based economy to corporate welfare to stay in business? Over the past decades, the middle class has lost the battle with the likes of Art Pope, Charles and David Koch, and Las Vegas casino mogul Sheldon Adelson on dividing America to push their viewer of smaller government through lower taxes. Senate candidate Tom Tillis was recorded back in 2011 explaining how he planned dividing the sick against the poor to push his cuts to unemployment through in 2012. How will Art Pope find the funds to continue corporate welfare when other states have deeper pockets and can offer more cuts to look good for political gain? Raising property taxes. It's the only steady revenue left they can bank on. Just this week, Orange County announced a property tax increase to cover shortfalls caused by tax cuts passed in the General Assembly last year, and more coming this year after handing out $1.4 million to a candy company to create only 60 jobs. Chapel Hill announced it will have to raise taxes to meet the needs of our schools. Now his staff, which will be paid with money from our gas tax, tells us he's given $17 million to a parts company to move their headquarters to Raleigh. Where will the money come from? You guessed it. Higher property taxes, more service taxes, and newer fees generated from our daily activities. Budgets from Raleigh must support the middle class because businesses need to rely more on customer spending than government handouts to stay in business. When businesses have more demand than supply, you guessed it, more jobs. This is Wiley Post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora is brought to you by the Omni Homestead Resort.
Alongside the head coach of the Tar Heels, Larry Fedora. And coach, this past weekend, Carolina came up a little short against Virginia Tech. You have broken down that film multiple times between then and now. What did you see?
Well, offensively, we really didn't do much to help our football team. We, we turned it over a couple of times, resulting in 14 points. We continued with multiple penalties throughout the game. Never could get any continuity going. Defensively, we started slow, there in the first quarter. But after that, we really picked it up. You know, they hit a couple passes that we had guys all over them. We got good pressure on the quarterback, and so I would say defensively, as the game went on, we played better and better.
Add adventure to your summer at the Omni Homestead Resort, where you can explore 2,000 scenic acres at one of the nation's premier resorts located in the mountains of Virginia, and receive special savings by booking using the promo code TARHEELS. The Homestead features activities for all ages, including golf, an expansive water park, luxury accommodations at the historic hotel, and more. Book your adventure package at homestead.com and enter promo code TARHEELS to enjoy 40% off your room rate with the adventure package. Visit the Homestead today.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
Now, Coach, a great opportunity in front of you, a very good Notre Dame team coming up on Saturday, a big chance for your team to see what it can do.
First of all, you got an offense on for them that can run the ball, and they're throwing it well. They've got a great quarterback in Everett Golson who can do both run and throw. You've got a tremendous offensive line, as you would expect from Notre Dame. They've got some big guys that are playing really well. Defensively, they're extremely big in their front seven. They run well on the back end. They're only giving up 12 points a game. I mean, they're a really good football team.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
6:48 at WCHL. Coming up next, traffic and weather together with Rand Northam.
It's finally here. Time to get your entry in for the Mark Vitale Nationwide Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway presented by Continental Tire.
Bryce Johnson with the board. Transition three other way is good.
WCHL and ChapelBrew.com want to send you and a friend to the Bahamas to watch the Tar Heels in the Battle for Atlantis with 30 sponsor locations around town collecting entries, including F&F Automotive, Great Outdoor Provision Company, and PTA Thrift Shops in Chapel Hill and Carboro. There's no way you can miss getting in your entry once every week for 6 weeks. You can also enter by calling into the WCHL Morning News and the WCHL Evening News every weekday and go online to chapelboro.com. Remember, you can enter via every entry method in every sponsor location once each week, including Four Corners, Grimble Jewelers, and Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown. It's the Mark Vitale Nationwide Insurance Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway, presented by Continental Tire. See the Tar Heels play 3 games and stay 4 nights in the Bahamas.
Tired of taking your car to the dealer for service? Long waits, always being asked to buy parts you don't really need, and expensive. Well, F&F Automotive has you covered. Newly renovated with state-of-the-art equipment, F&F Automotive is an official North Carolina inspection station, and our friendly staff of ASC certified technicians offer a full service of routine maintenance and advanced repair needs for all makes and models. Fast, friendly, affordable, convenient, and local. Visit fnfauto.com or stop by and see us at 107 West Weaver Street in Carboro.
All righty then, 6:49 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, Rand Northam is here again this morning. Blue-white check shirt, yellow tie. Actually, I guess it leans toward gold, doesn't it?
Yeah, I would prefer to say gold.
Yeah, it's gold, thanks. Folks. Just forget I said yellow. but dressed fashionably as always. Setting the fashion trends for everybody in Chapel Hill and Carborough.
I don't know about that.
And I don't know what we're going to do when you're gone next week, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, because you can't depend on me to set any fashion trends for anybody. That's not going
to
happen.
To point to Aaron or something. I don't know.
No, I don't think so. Not him either. But anyway, we'll consult. We'll confer on that. We'll figure it out.
All right. So. Well, there's my guess is maybe Hillary or Rachel could probably offer something for you.
Mm. Yeah.
We'll have to talk with them.
Well, there will definitely be a hole to fill. Well, what's happening on the roadways this morning?
Traffic moving pretty smoothly right now, Ron. Just the usual morning slowdowns. You might see something on 15501 northbound and southbound between Ephesus Church Road and Garrett Road. Through the I-40 interchange, seeing the usual morning slowdowns that we see at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Well, thanks so much. We'll talk to you in just a little while here.
You bet. Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. It is 55 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 54 this morning in Carborough, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers. High temperature today in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of showers with a low in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high in the low 80s. So a little bit warmer tomorrow. Actually, it will be the warmest day of the week. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. And the beautiful garden patio is now open for outdoor dining at the end of the day. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. Now, let's take a look at celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a whole bunch of them. Comedian Joy Behar is 72 years old today. Remember Oliver North? Former National Security Council aide, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, retired now, but he's 71 years old today. Actress Joel Larson, 67. John Mellencamp, 63 years old today. Let's see here, actress Mary Badham, who was in the film To Kill a Mockingbird, 62 years old today. Cellist Yo-Yo Ma, 59 today. Gospel singer Michael W. Smith, 57. Olympic gold medal ice dancer Jane Torville is 57 years old today. Actor Dylan Baker, 56. Recording executive, television personality, and very unpleasant person, as far as I'm concerned, Simon Cowell, 55 years old today. Let's see here. Toni Braxton turns 47 today. Nicole Ari Parker, an actress, 44 years old today. Another actress, Allison Munn, is 40. Singer Taylor Hicks, 38. Evan Longoria, Major League Baseball player, 29 years old today. Actress Amber Stevens, 28. We got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Dorothy Wiggins, Kathleen Stapleton, Joyce Tomlinson, Terry Tucker, Richard Stevens, Susan Morin, Lorena Ray, Tracy Evans, Ran Worthington, Zena Almers has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Zena. And also, we have some other folks that are pretty famous around here, including Richard Moody. Richard is our birthday winner of the day. Richard gets a $10 gift certificate to the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Menomont, where they love taking care of their customers. Happy birthday, Richard Moody. Oh, also forgot Charlotte Margulis has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Charlotte. Richard Moody, our birthday winner from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL. It is time now for a little music this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for trivia. And not only is it time for trivia, but this is the day that Freddie and I live for. This is Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Ron's got an extra little pop in his step today.
A little gleam in my eye.
There's a smile over there. It's just ear to ear.
Yes, it is.
He's salivating.
Until you stump me.
Pavlov's dogs.
Until you stump me and then I lose my enthusiasm.
You're not going to get stumped by this one, man.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I hope not.
Nope.
Memory's not quite as good as it used to be, but, you know, I managed to hang in most of these.
In fact, folks, most people are going to be all over this the minute that the needle hits the vinyl.
Okay.
So you get ready.
All right.
Put us on speed dial, 919-929-WCHL, which is
9245.
And you're going to win a $10 gift certificate for something so simple as answering this particular Rock and Roll Tuesday question. And we want you to name
that certificate from Cruisers, where you're good to go.
Good to go. We're going way back to 1959.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was the number one song 55 years ago on this very day. I'm handing Ron the vinyl. You call us with the name of the song and the artist.
All right. Call right now if you know the answer. Here we go. It's pretty easy, don't you think?
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear.
Okay, all you got to do is name the song and name the artist.
Pearly white.
I think that's pretty easy. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now. I know that we're going to have an answer in a matter of seconds. As a matter of fact, the phone is ringing already.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Laura Malinchuk is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. And Laura, you volunteer in so many different areas.
Oh, my goodness. It's the wonderful people in the community, the opportunities that I've been given through some folks that I know that are just amazing leaders in the community. So I'm just very humbled to be honored.
You've submitted a tireless effort in make sure that Tiger Chill works at Chapel Hill High School. You're also a member of the PTSA at Chapel Hill High. Porch, Skajaja, Color of the Hill, and Scouts. You'd commit so much time to so many different organizations.
I just really enjoy working with the people that I work with in all of those organizations. And I love seeing the people that we serve benefit from the things that we organize. So it's really not a big deal.
Not to you, maybe. Let me ask you about a couple of other things you do. Porch, what's your involvement in that, and why is that so important?
Well, I sit on the board of Porch. I became involved in it right after we moved here about 3.5 years ago. I helped the three wonderful women that started Porch. Mainly, I helped them on the Porch Sort Days, which is the one Monday a month. It's when we're sorting food over at St. Thomas More. I kind of help with the distribution of the food that comes in out to the pantries, making sure that there are cars that can ferry those groceries to those pantries. And then I also help with the Food for Families program, which provides fresh fruits and vegetables and milk and eggs to families that have been designated as folks that are falling short and feeding their families every month by the school social workers that we deliver to the elementary schools and some of our refugee families in the area.
I know that you volunteer quite a bit for your son's scout troop.
Well, I sit on the parent committee for the scout troop, Troop 845 in Carrboro, and they really are an amazing scout troop. They plan things that I never imagined kids 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old could do. I just try to help them in any way that I can so that these trips are successful and the kids enjoy them. I'm the kind of the homeroom mom for the scouts going on these trips.
Laura, I just want you to know that you were nominated by another great community volunteer, Sandra Kamata.
She's amazing. She's wonderful. She is just an energizer bunny. She goes and goes and goes and has all these wonderful ideas and so much energy and enthusiasm.
Laura, thank you very much for everything you do in our community, and you are today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Well, thank you. I'm honored. I'm just a tiny bit of all the teams that I'm involved in, and I really appreciate the recognition.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Oh, yeah, boy, that's pretty easy one today. We just asked folks to identify this song and to identify the artist. And the answer is Mac the Knife. That, of course, is Bobby Darin. Congratulations to Gary Ricciuso, who called in with the answer right away. And a lot of other folks knew, too. And I apologize not being able to answer the phone for all those other callers. Gary Ricciuso gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. It's 50% off, $60 towards any service or repair available today for only $30. Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center is a locally owned automotive center celebrating over 60 years of servicing vehicles in the greater Chapel Hill area. You can use your voucher towards vehicle maintenance, tires, repairs, and other services at any one of their four convenient locations. They do everything your dealership does, only better. It's half off from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
Well, it feels a little nippy this morning, but actually it's not as cool as yesterday. 55 right now. Mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. Kind of typical. Nice fall day. High today in the upper 70s.
It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. President Obama promises to step up efforts to prevent the spread of Ebola in the United States. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, what exactly does the president have in mind?
The White House and the government's top public health experts, Frank, are considering options for more careful screening of travelers arriving in the U.S. The president, though, has ruled out banning passengers from entering the country from the Ebola hot zones. New precautions could include checking the temperatures of people arriving from West Africa. People headed to the U.S. from Liberia and other countries are already screened for fever and other symptoms at departure airports.
I'm Heather Bosch. Medical personnel across the country are bracing for Ebola. New York hospitals are sending in actors with mock symptoms to test how well ER staff identify and isolate possible cases. An Ohio hospital is hanging up signs urging patients to tell staff if they've traveled to West Africa. And an ambulance company is showing workers how to put protective plastic inside their vans, Frank.
The Liberian man who was already infected with Ebola by the time he arrived in Dallas is being treated with a new experimental drug. He's in critical condition. In Madrid, a nurse who treated a Spanish priest killed by Ebola has become the first person to contract the virus outside of West Africa. CBS's Dr. John LaPook tells us public health officials are looking into the circumstances.
They're going to have an extensive investigation. They're going to have to figure out exactly what happened, exactly what protocol was followed and what protocol was not followed.
A Madrid hospital is monitoring the nurse, her husband, another healthcare worker, and a traveler who may have been infected. Coalition warplanes have carried out attacks on ISIS terrorists near the besieged Syrian city of Kobani. In Erbil, northern Iraq, reporter Hermione G. tells us those airstrikes may not do much good for the city's beleaguered Kurdish defenders.
They are simply outgunned, and there's really only so much you can do when you have an AK-47 and the militants have tanks.
Kurds staged a noisy demonstration today at the European Parliament demanding more help to fight ISIS. Energy-saving LED light bulbs are in millions of American homes. Today, American scientists Tsuji Nakamura and two Japanese counterparts were rewarded for inventing the LED bulb. They'll share the Nobel Prize in Physics. While some new technology designed to minimize distracted driving may be making the problem worse, live to CBS News correspondent Vicki Barker.
Two studies of voice-activated smartphones and dashboard